This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've got a very busy day. Our hearts and prayers are with those who suffered in the latest attack that happened in New York City, Lower Manhattan. ISIS claiming responsibility for the attack. We're going to give you guys the latest on that. I believe 8 people dead, multiple people injured. One woman lost both her legs, child in the ICU, the attacker is alive after suffering a gunshot wound that maimed him in the leg. I'm not sure what information we're going to be able to get out of him, but I hope we get a lot. We're finding out that apparently this attack had been planned for weeks, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how in the UK there's this new policy that if you're obese or if you smoke, your surgery is going to be put off. We're going to tell you a little bit more about that. We need to watch very closely what happens in the UK when it comes to healthcare, because, of course, we're following a close second as people are, you know, demanding more and more single-payer public option, more socialized medicine. But that's one way to cut back on costs and triage, you know, the amount of cases that you have. Just, all right, if you smoke, you're obese. We got to slow down on some of the surgeries, and we'll tell you about that. Women appear to get Alzheimer's more than men, we're being told. There's some interesting news as to why. We also have another pharmaceutical company getting sued for their narcotic creation. And so as pharmaceutical companies get sued for their narcotics, as we talked about many times on the show, what's going to happen to you or I when we need a narcotic and a pharmaceutical company doesn't want to make it nor stock it? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we also need to talk about the rollout that starts today of the Obamacare 2018 plans that you could purchase between now and December 15th. We'll tell you guys the latest. All right, so first, I hope you guys had a safe Halloween. You know, the day after Halloween is not a good one for many of us doctors, because this is where we hear of, you know, fatalities and, you know, pedestrians hit by cars and, you know, a variety of things that could unfortunately go south. And so far, you know, we haven't heard any bad news yet. And you know, I know the day is young. But Donald Trump, very interestingly, posted a picture of his granddaughter, and he said, "I'm going to take half of Chloe's candy tonight and give it to some kid who sat at home. It's never too early to teach her about socialism." Okay, so you see, as she's adorable. I think she's Ivanka's daughter. She's gorgeous. Little girl Chloe has half a thing of candy that now I'm not sure where the Trump grandchildren go trick-or-treating. Okay, so I don't really know how much work this little girl had to put in to her trick-or-treating. It's a lot of work going up and down the houses and begging for candy. But he says he's going to take half of it and give it to a kid that sat on his butt. All right. I love the digs, but okay. Not sure if the little kid's going to be happy with that. Halloween, I went trick-or-treating. It was very interesting. Went to a different neighborhood. Okay, we don't go trick-or-treating in our own neighborhood. And the reason why is, you know the term, you don't poop where you eat? Right? You know, you don't, you know, sleep with anybody at work. You don't, you know, you don't want to tick off any of your neighbors. So there's no way I want to tick off any of my neighbors trick-or-treating. Okay? Neighbors buying the candy don't want to give the candy out to adults. Right? And then if you're going trick-or-drinking, some of them don't really want to hand out a lot of alcohol either. So I go to a neighborhood where I'm hoping nobody recognizes me, and that's where I kind of, you know, do my little trick-or-treating thing. The kids are now teenagers, so some of the kids wanted to trick-or-treat, some didn't. I'm like, look, you're getting me candy. So work for the first hour and a half, and then you can do whatever the heck you want. But go to all these houses and get me candy. And now the house that we went to was a friend of ours, and he was passing out the bars. Remember I told you that, you know, you need to go to like some of these fancy schmancy rich houses because they give out full candy bars, not these little miniature things. So he did, and I just tried to grab as many of the candy bars as I could. I'm like, I'm just trick-or-treating here. He's like, well, that's for the kids. Like, the kids don't need the candy. Try to help fight the obesity epidemic. I will hold on to these so the kids don't eat them. Now, I guess there's a baby that was born yesterday, and his name is Frankenstein. Florida parents Kyle and Jessica Frankenstein welcomed their baby Oscar Gray Frankenstein into the world. How do they have the last name of Frankenstein? He was due 4 days ago, but he decided to wait until Halloween to be born. And luck of the draw, their last name is Frankenstein. The baby weighed 6 pounds, 9 ounces, is 20 inches long, according to the Associated Press. Jennifer Frankenstein also said she has a 13-year-old daughter who shares a birthday with the Frankenstein author Mary Shelley. She goes, everybody's safe and sound, and we're super excited. Wow. You know, I know. Only in America. Frankenstein, I don't know. I mean, you know, it could be Jewish. You know, a lot of our you know, Jewish ancestry, you know, Stein is in the name. Frankenstein, it could be German. I don't know. So I guess it's, yeah, I don't really remember much about the roots of the Frankenstein story. But, you know, it sounds like everybody had a pretty good Halloween. I have so much candy. I just, oh my gosh, it is overflowing. I got a big class to teach today, and I was thinking about bringing the candy to the students. But the problem is I got about 135 students, and my kids didn't, you know, collect that much candy. So, tech with the students. They could eat vegetables and stuff. All right. So when we come back, we're going to tell you what's happening with the latest in the New York truck attack, what we know and what we don't know. Pretty frightening stuff. 8 people dead, multiple other people injured, and this is one of the deadliest terrorist attacks that the city has seen since nearly 3,000 people were killed on September 11th. All right. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Valley. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Getting ready for the last game, Game 7 of the World Series. I was born in L.A., so sorry. You know. Bias towards the Dodgers, even though I think the Astros have done an amazing job. And we love Houston, especially with what they just went through with Harvey. But I'm hoping the Dodgers make this one. I'm so excited. Can't wait for tonight. Really quickly here, be careful with your Halloween candy. A mom found heroin in her daughter's Halloween candy. Mom in West Virginia said she discovered heroin. No, no, no. She did not hit the jackpot. We do not want heroin in kids' candy. Mom in West Virginia said she discovered heroin among her child's Halloween candy while she was conducting an inspection of her daughter's trick-or-treating loot. According to Fox News, Stacey Norris told WOA-TV that she immediately called the Oak Hill Police Department to come investigate and later received a call confirming her suspicions. She said, honestly, at first I thought it was a joke somebody was playing. And then when the 911 center called back and told me what it was, my heart kind of dropped. Norris told the news outlet, what if she had gotten a hold of it? And what if I didn't check it? I did let her eat a piece on the way home. What if it had been that piece? All kinds of stuff goes through your head. The kid could have overdosed on heroin. This is frightening. Norris said the drugs were in a glove that had a dark substance wrapped inside of it. Oak Hill Police Chief said he urges all parents to inspect the child's candy before allowing them to eat it. Marijuana lace. Yeah, I remember the 80s and the 70s and 80s were worried about razor blades in the candy. I mean, this is ridiculous. We have some real sick people. I sincerely doubt somebody didn't accidentally drop his heroin in the candy bowl that he was giving. This is some deliberate sick stuff. Alright, take a peek at your kid's candy. Alright, and report it. Don't keep it. Alright, so we're being told that this New York terrorist suspect planned this attack for weeks. Let me try to give you guys the rundown of what happened. So, on Tuesday afternoon, 8 people were killed when a truck drove along a bicycle path in Manhattan. Well, from what we understand, one of the witnesses, Barbatunde Ogweni, 29 years old, was in Lower Manhattan at about 1500 local time, okay? So about 3 p.m., October 31st. He said, we were sitting outside of college, and I saw this truck coming, revving and swerving. He was going maybe 60 to 70 miles an hour in an area where the speed limit is 40. It is a very congested area with lots of people, as Manhattan is. It hit 2 people. I saw it hit them. Then he continued to drive down the walkway and the bike lane. Then it hit a school bus and veered left. People started running towards the truck to see what was happening, and then the gunshots went off, and everyone ran in the opposite direction. Police said the white pickup truck was rented from retailer Home Depot. It struck cyclists and pedestrians while being driven along the West Street, Houston Street path for many blocks. 8 people killed, 11 injured. 4 of those hurt were actually in the school bus, 2 adults and 2 children. New York Police Department Commissioner James O'Neill said the truck driver emerged holding what appeared to be 2 handguns and made a statement consistent with a terror attack. He reportedly shouted, Allahu Akbar, which means God is greatest, and he left the truck, but police have not confirmed exactly what was said. The driver was then shot in the abdomen by a police officer stationed near the scene. I'm sorry, I thought he was shot in the leg. I need to reconfirm that. I thought he was shot in the leg. But anyway, he was shot. One witness said he heard 9 or 10 shots fired at the suspect. Thank God cops were on scene. The suspect later underwent surgery for bullet wounds, and a paintball gun and a pellet gun were recovered from the scene. On Wednesday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo told CBS that a note was found inside referring to the Islamic State. And Mr. O'Neill praised the actions of the police officers stationed at the school. Ryan Nash, there should be police at each school, absolutely. So they commend the response of the NYPD officer. So the suspect is a 29-year-old man named Saifullo Saipov. He reportedly lived in Tampa, Florida, Paterson, New Jersey. He arrived in America from Uzbekistan in 2010 and is believed to be a legal resident of the country. Police sources told Reuters he is not a U.S. citizen. And people who knew him said he was a nice guy. He would talk to him. He hung out. He went to the mosque nearby his house, seemed very peaceful. Nobody thought he was going to be a terrorist. He's married, had, I believe, 3 children, 2 or 3 children. I'm not too sure. And I guess one of the witnesses, Kobijan Matkarov, an Uzbek national in Florida, told the New York Times that his friend obtained his residency through a diversity visa or a green card lottery that I believe was set up by the Obama administration. And the New York governor, Governor Cuomo, said that Mr. Saipov was radicalized while he was in the U.S. Uber, car share service Uber, said Mr. Saipov had been working for them, had passed its background checks. The company said it was horrified by the senseless act of violence. Three officials said Mr. Saipov had previously come to the federal authorities' attention as a result of an unrelated investigation. Police records show he was arrested in Missouri last year over a traffic fine. Now, according to BBC News, they say that Uzbek nationals have been behind a number of terrorist attacks in the past 18 months. In April, Rahmat Akilov drove into a crowd in Stockholm, Sweden, killing four people and injuring another 15. On December 31st last year, Abdul Qadir Masharipov killed 39 people in a shooting spree at the Reina nightclub in Istanbul. In June last year, two Uzbek nationals are believed to have been among the three people who attacked Istanbul's airport, leaving 44 people dead, 230 injured. So, you know, apparently five Argentine friends were killed yesterday among multiple others. And it's, you know, when you hear something like this, the first thing you want to, you know, say to yourself is, okay, how do we prevent this from happening again? You know, I go on a walk all the time. I take, you know, I'm on my bicycle. I walk my kids to school. My kids are on a school bus. What do I do on an everyday basis that could put me at risk of being killed by a terrorist or by somebody who, you know, and just like with the Las Vegas shooting, just like with the Pulse nightclub shooting, okay, sometimes there is just, you know, no rhyme or reason, and these attacks are planned so intricately that, you know, nobody would even think that, you know, a gay nightclub. Gay nightclubs, no, violence doesn't happen there. You know, who would have even thought that that would be a source with the, you know, the Tucson shooting with Congresswoman Giffords? Was it Jared Loeffner who did that shooting? That was a grocery store, commercial retail center parking lot. I mean, who would have thought that? So according to CNN News now, and I apologize, I'm having some issues with the computer, the New York terror suspect, Saifulo Habibulavek Saipalov, did this in the name of ISIS, and he had been planning the attack for a number of weeks. He appeared to have followed instructions ISIS had put out how to carry such attacks. There was a handwritten note in Arabic found near the scene with both symbols and words, but basically saying that the Islamic State would endure forever. And this was a truck that he used. So, you know, whether we, you know, make progress in terms of, you know, limiting guns in the hands of bad guys, you know, these attacks now, like we saw in Nice, France on Bastille Day a year and a half ago, and, you know, what we've seen now, you know, with the Christmas attack that occurred in Germany, people are going to use whatever they have at their disposal. Whether it's a homemade bomb, what was it, a crock pot that was used, a pressure cooker for the Boston Marathon bombing, whether it's a lorry or a big truck, whether it's a rental truck, you know, at Home Depot, you know, people are talking, Home Depot has been mentioned in the news now multiple times because it was a Home Depot truck that was rented, and, you know, there was discussions of, well, you know, Home Depot needs to be able to vet these people better. Okay, how do you vet a person that, you know, barely has any criminal record? That, I don't know, there was some traffic violation. Maybe that could have, you know, stopped him from renting a car. But people rent cars and trucks all the time. You have to rent vehicles. You have to rent U-Hauls. You rent cars. These are things that people do on a daily basis. And nobody wants to stereotype, nobody wants to profile, etc. And this was somebody who lived in the community, had his wife, had his children, had friends. But, they knew how to keep it secret, keep it under wraps. You know, just like this Paddock guy. I mean, this Paddock guy visited Vegas all the time. What made him decide all of a sudden to shoot up a country music festival? 1-877-DOCTELLY, we'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's a health committee in the UK that has announced a controversial policy, and you guys need to hear about this. This is some weird stuff. But remember, weird things are happening nowadays. Very, very weird things. Okay, when it comes to policy and, you know, people making decisions and to our healthcare, etc. So we better pay attention. And the purpose of this policy is to support patients whose health is at risk from smoking or being very overweight. Okay. So they want to help these people. I get that, but this is what the plan is. For an indefinite amount of time, the committee plans to ban access to routine or non-urgent surgery under the NHS National Health Service until patients improve their health. That's according to the policy, claiming that exceptionally clinical circumstances will be taken into account case by case. So if you are overweight, if you smoke, you are going to be banned from using their socialized medicine system when it comes to non-urgent routine surgery. Now, what is a non-urgent routine surgery? We're not talking, I don't think, plastic surgery. This could be tonsillectomy. All right, let's say somebody really probably needs to get his tonsils taken out. It's not urgent. Okay, a routine type of surgery done very commonly. You could live with infected tonsils for a while. But if somebody's, let's say, obese and has sleep apnea because they have big tonsils, preventing, you know, the air from getting back, I think I would want them to get their tonsillectomy. I hate discrimination against people who are fat and smokers. And this is discrimination. Now, this decision comes from a clinical commissioning group called the CCG for the county of Hertfordshire, which has a population of more than 1.1 million. According to CNN, the time frame for improving health is set at 9 months for the obese in particular. Those with a body mass index over 40 must reduce the number by 15% over that time period. And those with a BMI over 30 are given a target of 10%. The target for smokers is 8 weeks or more without a cigarette. So, again, I'm repeating. This policy is you need to lose weight, you need to give up smoking, or you don't get your surgery. You can't access the surgical part of the health care for which you're paying taxes for. That, to me, does not sound very American. Now, again, this is in America, but we're going to be dealing with the same problems as we progress towards socialized medicine as these other countries. Everyone's like, oh, no, Dr. Dahlia, Europe knows how to do it. Europe does single payer or socialized medicine. It works over there, right? Government-controlled health care. It's going to work over here just fine. No. I disagree. They say smokers had previously been advised to stop smoking and obese patients advised to lose weight. CCGs are national health service bodies, they say, that plan health care services for their areas, and groups for Hertfordshire, I guess, argue that improving health before surgery improves outcomes and reduces the amount of time spent in the hospital during recovery. All right, here's the problem. If somebody was able to quit smoking, don't you think they would have? I mean, is this supposed to be the incentive that we're not going to take care of you if you don't quit smoking? Like a punishment? If somebody is obese, don't you think they've tried dieting? What makes you think all of a sudden they're going to be successful now because they want to get their gallbladder removed or their appendix taken out or a knee replaced or a hip replaced? Maybe the reason why the person's obese is because he's got a bum hip and it's, you know, bone on bone. This is just, I've just never even heard of this. Now, I get it. If you are paying the bill, if you are picking up the tab for somebody, and that person is doing a behavior that is going to make your tab bigger, you're going to want to say something. And this has been a big discussion we've had in America when it comes to public housing, when it comes to food stamps and CHIP, etc., where if we're going to pay for your food, we have a say in what kind of food you buy with our dollars. And that's controversial. If we're going to give you free public housing, you don't get to smoke in it. Some of us agree with that policy. Okay? Why expose others to secondhand smoke? Why risk burning the place down? I get that. If I'm going to give you money to feed your family, and you're going to spend that money on junk food instead of vegetables. Now, you see, I'm still kind of confused with the way they do it now. It's not really called food stamps anymore, but the way we do the food assistance programs. Because, when I was in training, what happened is when you went into the grocery store, you didn't just buy anything willy-nilly. You would pick up the milk. You would pick up the vegetables. There were certain items that were free to you. So you would, a box of whole hoes, probably not. But I think now the way it's done is it's like a money card, like a debit card. So there's an opportunity for you to buy what you want. And, and I'm not saying, if you're poor, you're not allowed to eat a ho-ho. But, if this money is supposed to go to feed a family and we want to make sure the kids get healthy food, I rather than just give a blanket amount of money, give the food, give the good food, give the milk, give the vegetables, give the protein, give the healthy grains, but... but in terms of this, you got somebody who's obese, somebody who smokes, and the government has to pay for your health care. Does the government have a right to say, whoa, because you're smoking, you're going to cost us more money, so we have a right to tell you not to smoke? Here's the problem with that, okay? You do have certain rights, and just because you pay taxes... Right? Doesn't necessarily mean that, and you pay taxes to a government health system, it doesn't mean they own you. Right? If smoking is your way of coping, if drinking alcohol is your way of coping, if eating a carb is your way of coping, all right, who's to say that is healthier or less healthy than somebody popping narcotics or pills or benzodiazepines, etc.? So, we're judging you based on your body mass index and smoking. It's so easy to discriminate against people who smoke. But, what if that person is smoking so they don't become obese? Or what if that person is smoking so they don't have to be on benzodiazepines or pills? Well, the people that take the pills, that's fine. They can get the surgery, but we just don't want to get the surgery to people who smoke. The government figures say that 63% of adults in their country is overweight or obese. 15% are smokers. So these new policies obviously have come under attack by experts and interest groups. But, apparently a report from the Royal College of Surgeons found that more than 1 in 3 CCGs in England are denying or delaying routine surgery of smokers and obese patients in some way, with the college warning that such patients were becoming soft targets for NHS savings. We have a system in England that is failing. It's a healthcare system that's failing. And they have been asking people to, not come in for months if it isn't just regular people that aren't obese or smokers. Asking people to hold off coming in to their A&Es. I mean, they've been, they're short-staffed. They're underfunded. So this is what happens. Certain groups get singled out. The 1-877 Doc Deli.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, guys. guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, while we were being informed of the New York terror attack, in fact, the initial reports were coming in shots fired. Well, I heard about shooting before I heard about the truck attack in New York. Almost simultaneously, just a few minutes prior on the west side of the country, there was a man that held a California teacher hostage. Now, a SWAT team did shoot and kill the man who held the teacher hostage. The teacher was a first grade teacher, a 70-year-old first grade teacher, at a Southern California school. And the parent did die at a hospital, was identified by Riverside authorities as Luvell Kennan, 27 years old. No other information about him was released. Now, we're not sure how this incident unfolded at Castle View Elementary School, but it did become very quickly violent. An unidentified male substitute teacher suffered a broken nose and other facial injuries while trying to intervene. Police spokesman called him a hero. He did everything he could to try to prevent the suspect from taking the teacher to the classroom and being held hostage, to the point where he got hit in the face pretty good, according to Officer Ryan Railsback. Calls to 911 began coming into emergency dispatchers at about 11:12 a.m. And remember, it was at 3 o'clock Eastern Time or 12 o'clock Pacific Time when the New York attack was happening. But even though these are unrelated, it was kind of a busy day yesterday, scary day. And apparently calls to 911 reported a disturbance, an altercation involving a parent. By the time officers arrived, it had escalated to a barricaded hostage situation. Thank God there were no students in the classroom at the time, and eventually all the students in the school were moved to a nearby park as the SWAT team, bomb squad, and detectives were brought in. Kennan's relatives came to the scene in hopes of intervening. Kennan's uncle, Carl Jackson, said he's not dangerous. It's just a matter of getting in there and talking to him because we could talk to him. Jackson said Kennan has just suffered an emotional breakdown, though he did not elaborate. SWAT officers were able to communicate with Kennan at times, but all the while, the safety of the teacher was unknown. After hours of trying to arrange a surrender, the SWAT team moved in to rescue the teacher, and Kennan was declared dead at the hospital hours later. Police did not immediately say whether he had a weapon, but did say he brought a backpack onto the campus. The teacher was taken to the hospital for examination. Thank God only had minor injuries and was in good condition. We are talking about a first grade teacher. We don't know exactly what prompted this, but boy, is that frightening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A mom has admitted to strapping her young son to the roof of her minivan. Why? So he can hold down a plastic pool. Amber Schmunk, you're kind of should probably be named Schmuck, 28 years old, was charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety after she allegedly told police that she had her 9-year-old son ride on the roof of her car to hold down a plastic pool that wouldn't fit inside the vehicle. How are these people parents? According to WTMJ-TV, Saukville police received a call on Saturday afternoon about a child riding on top of a car. Yeah, I'd love to see the picture of that. Oh, my gosh. Thank God people called the police. The call told 911 that the mother eventually pulled over and took the boy and the pool off the roof. Then Schmunk continued driving, stopping at her sister's house. When questioned by officers, she allegedly said that the pool was too big to fit inside the vehicle, so she decided to put the pool on top of the minivan, but there was no way to strap it down. So she uses her son? Made her son climb onto the roof, hold it down while she drove. She told police that she did not think it was a big deal because he had only been up there for maybe 20 to 30 seconds. The kid could have fallen off a moving minivan. Schmunk also said it was perfectly safe because she made sure the child was strapped to the car. So let's say the minivan flips and you have a child strapped to the roof. I'm horrified. I am horrified. Police thought it was a big deal. She's in court. She's due in court November 14th. If convicted, she could face up to 10 years of prison and a $25,000 fine. I can't stand seeing stupid parents. This is beyond what I don't know. You have some real idiots out there, people. And you know what? If you see an idiot, say something. I don't know where we started to turn into a society where you mind your own business. Okay? I mean, I remember when I was growing up, you know, my mom, you know, why doesn't she mind her own business? You know, because my mom would yell at me in public, you know, smack me upside the head. She had to start, my mom had to find ways to punish me in private because people would kind of get up in her business. You know, so she would, like, you know, pull my hair a little bit when I didn't notice, you know, that kind of, or nobody noticed. And my mom was a good mom. She was a good mom, but I mean, she was a tough mom. Right? And I always thought, you know, mind your own business. Well, nowadays, no. You get up in there. You get up into people's faces. Because you don't know if somebody's going to be a terrorist. You know, well, okay, not supposed to say to go up into a terrorist. But, I mean, you got people that, you know, want to kill other people. They want to drive their, you know, rented truck into a crowd of people. You have, you know, idiot parents. And, you know, you have somebody at work that you're suspicious of, you know, and you think they could do harm to somebody, you get up in there, you report it. And I know we don't want to look like we're busybodies, and I know we don't want to falsely accuse anybody, but we have a very weird society right now, a very weird culture. What was it in San Francisco? Was there a UPS worker that decided to shoot up a bunch of his UPS colleagues? You hear of these workplace shootings? There was another shooting a week ago. I forget what industry that was in. But, we have spidey sense. And you really need to tap in on that spidey sense. Now, mind you, there are some people that may never turn violent. You may have that spidey sense, and they may just not. You know, but I really believe that everybody has in their nature to go complete ape poop and go crazy. I think all of us have the potential to go crazy. Our brains are that intricate. Our brains are that highly specialized that we have anger. We have emotion. We have passion. We have rage. And we have force. You know, you'll hear these stories of these moms trying to save their kid and are able to lift a car. I believe that stuff. I believe your mind is one of the most powerful weapons that we have on this earth, and that it could do or make you do almost anything. And, you know, when you have all these brains, and then on top of that, you throw maybe some alcohol or maybe some, you know, drugs, maybe some hormone deficiency, hormone abnormality, you know, throw in maybe a mood disorder, a little bit of genetics, and a bad day at work, you have one hell of an ugly soup. Ugly recipe that can make one hell of a soup for disaster. Or you get somebody that decides to join ISIS. Or do something in the name of the jihad cause. And I, you know, this is what we're up against. And I don't want to go through life assuming everybody I meet, you know, could decide to turn into a maniac or a terrorist. But you really need to be on, you need to be prepared. You need to be on guard. You know, I think we need a lot more police officers. I think we need, you know, a lot more security. I think we should be able to, you know, be like Israel, where somebody does start to do something, you could take that person down immediately. But we got a big country, though. We got a lot of people to protect. But in that, we got a lot of idiots out there. Don't go away. Well, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
This this is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.